This evening, you've seen from our banners and our publicity that we've handed around, Christmas is hope. Back in late November, on our TV screens and in the news bulletins, they were filled with news of an unfolding disaster. Nothing new in that, you might say. The news is always full of disasters, so much so some people don't listen to it anymore. Well, this situation involved 42 construction workers in India. On the 12th of November, a landslide collapsed the road tunnel that they were drilling, trapping the workers underground. Efforts were immediately made, of course, to rescue them, but a series of setbacks prolonged their incarceration. So the workers waited, trapped underground. And the world waited as relief tunnels were dug. And the TV and the news channels waited, reporting daily progress and failures. And of course, their families waited. Mothers, fathers, wives, brothers, sisters, children, everyone waiting. Waiting to hear some good news. And the word that they all had in common was the word hope. And finally, on the 28th of November, after 17 days, they were freed by rat hole miners using hand drills. Since then, the world and the news have moved on. But I wonder how many people are still waiting in the hope of hearing some good news. Perhaps some of you here with us on this Christmas Eve evening. Well, in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 2 and verse 11, we read some very familiar words which say, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." And so as we read these very familiar and comforting words, which you've probably heard year on year at countless carol services and nativities and things like that, the message of the angels, God's angel, to the shepherds was and is and remains a message of hope. A Saviour born in Bethlehem, the city of David. A Saviour who is Christ, the Lord. In other words, God himself. A Saviour sent for them and for us. Because verse 10 tells us that this was good tidings of great joy to all people. And in verse 14, not only glory to God in the highest, but on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And so that is hope, isn't it? This is the message of Christmas. This is a message of the gospel. It's a message of hope, as all our banners and publicity have been declaring. The Bible says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." And that's hope. And verse 11 that I just read to you here is hope for those poor shepherds. It's hope for those who were in Bethlehem and Israel at the time under Roman occupation. It's hope for us today in a world waiting for something good to happen, as we often do. Waiting to hear something better than the usual bad news or the latest disaster. Verse 11 is good news to a world of ordinary men and women like you and me who are often waiting in hope and fear. And this word hope, it's a very seasonal word, isn't it? It's one of a number of seasonal words that we find at this time of year, words like peace and joy and love and so on. Now, I don't know what kind of a year it's been for you this year. For many people, it's been a tough and a difficult year. I don't know what your hopes are for this Christmas and for the new year ahead. Perhaps you're hoping that your family situation might change for the better in the year ahead, or your financial situation, or your job, or your health, or perhaps your life in general. Perhaps your hope is that 2024 will be a great improvement on the year that has just gone. Lots of people, both here and all around the world, are waiting in hope and looking for hope this Christmas. The people of Ukraine are looking for some hope. The people of Gaza and Israel are looking for some hope. People who've been caught up in the midst of the cost of living crisis are looking for hope. And that word hope speaks of optimism, doesn't it? A strong desire. We use it when we want something to happen or to change, or maybe we're wishing that something will happen or change. But the Bible word for hope, the Greek word elpis, means a certain expectation. So not that something might happen, but that it certainly will happen. So when a Christian, for example, speaks of their hope of heaven, they mean the certainty of getting there, thanks to the Savior spoken of in verse 11. The Savior Jesus, who is Christ the Lord, who is God. He is the Christian's hope. He's our hope and our certainty. And he can become yours as well. And I just briefly want to mention three things about hope. First of all, there's hope or certainty in the promises of God. Now, tradition tells us that that first Christmas was around 2,000 years ago with the birth of Jesus Christ. And every Christmas, your cards and school nativities and carol services and things like that remind us of what happened all those years ago. Mary, Joseph, the stable, angels, shepherds, and kings, and so on. But the first Christmas was actually in the mind of God before it was ever written in the pages of the New Testament. See, God made promises to Adam and to Abraham and to his people, Israel, and they're all throughout the Old Testament. He promised a Savior. For example, one of the verses that we often hear at Christmas says, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." That's a promise that is often remembered at Christmas. And there are lots of promises in the Bible. Somebody counted 8,810 promises. I think that's a lot of promises by anybody's reckoning, isn't it? But you see, God's promises are very special because God always, always keeps them. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God in Jesus are yes, and in him, amen." Which basically means that they are bound to happen. And Luke 2:11, that verse that I just read, the promise of a Savior born in the city of David, is really God keeping his promise. So hope is found in words that never, ever, ever fail. God's words. But secondly, hope is found, or certainty is found, in the birth of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Now, Jesus is sometimes called Emmanuel. In fact, he has lots of different names in the Bible, about 99 in all. But Emmanuel means God with us. And his usual name, Jesus, means God is salvation. And in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, that verse says, "You shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all this means that Jesus came for a particular reason. Jesus didn't come on a social visit. He didn't come to be feted by men and made famous. He didn't come to be the subject of 1,001 nativities and Christmas carols and things. Jesus came to all men and all women in the hope, in other words, the certainty of them being saved. All who believe and trust in him will be saved, is God's promise. And where we focus on the cradle at Christmas time, God's eyes were on the cross, where 30 or so years later, Jesus would suffer and die and rise again. See, Jesus was born to die for your sin and for mine. In other words, to take it away and to bring you back into a relationship with God. Jesus is called the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And the hope or the certainty of being right with God is exactly why Jesus was born. But thirdly, there's hope or certainty in the message of the gospel itself. Christmas and the Nativity isn't about God tugging at your heartstrings, a baby born in a stable in rather difficult circumstances. It's God showing that he himself has come to us. Remember that name, Emmanuel? God with us. And friends, it is certain that everything that is wrong with life, and everything that is wrong with the world, and everything that is wrong in your personal situation, traces back to this verse from the Bible, which says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But you see, there's hope at Christmas, because the good news is that the message of the gospel is certainty and hope. That Jesus came, that he lived, that he died, that he rose again, and that he's coming again, and that he has put all things right for those who come to him. Jesus himself said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." And you can't get more certain than that, can you? Jesus himself spoke those words. And the hope or the certainty of the gospel is that through faith in Jesus Christ, you will find pardon and peace and forgiveness with God. Because though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is why Christmas is hope.